My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That is Alex Cora post-game. Last night, Sox have lost four in a row. They will try to avoid the sweep this evening, and then make their way back home to friendly Fenway. And Wiggy has it all on Alex Cora, not on any of the bullpen guys or on the chief baseball officer or on the ownership group who did not very much at the trade deadline. It is all on the manager of this baseball team when it comes to where Wiggy assigns points.
Yeah, I would say throw it on the manager and the players. You want to throw the players into that? All right, I give you that. But I'm not putting anything on the front office. I mean, they did what they were supposed to do this year. Granted, it might not have been anything flashy. But how do you go from having a team, like it seems like 3 years in a row, that plays pretty well during the first half of the season, and then all of a sudden in the second half of the season just continues to be one of the worst teams in baseball?
Yeah. I mean, it was my life. Those of you who are not of my advanced age don't remember, but this is the way it used to be all the time. It used to be that in August and September, they stunk. So I don't know what the outlook is. I guess you have some great prospects. So, Roman Anthony, Curtis, guys, number two when it comes to Baseball America's top 100 prospects. Got Marcelo Mayer. There's guys that are, the future, I guess, is bright, Curtis.
But this is going to be similar to what we hear from a former coach, and they said it. But why are we giving Breslow credit for any of this? I mean, this farm system is entirely Dombrowski and Heim Bloom's.
Yeah, Heim Bloom. Heim Bloom has like six guys in the top 27 Baseball America prospects.
Right.
So thanks, Heim.
And the other
thing is,
it's remarkable how mediocre this team is. They're one game over 500. They have played 139 games, and they have scored the identical number of the runs they have allowed. They have a zero run differential. Like, that is the definition of a mediocre baseball team at this stage.
And for me, it'll be the offseason. I'll get on board in going after the front office if this offseason, with some of these young players, they don't make a significant move when it comes to potentially signing some high-level elite players in the offseason.
You have to. You know, starting pitching and a legit righty bat.
Yeah, and they got money, and let's see. If they don't do anything this offseason, then you could say that, especially knowing that, okay, the clock really starts this offseason with Alex Cora in his 3 years.
Where's the twitcher who goes, who do you want, Greg? Name a player. I'd be delighted with Pete Alonso. We talked about
Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
You have to trade for him. But
that's fine.
I would give up Casas and one of the middle infielders that you have excellent depth in,
yep,
and then give him 5 years, $200 million.
I would do it all day long.
Or whatever, 250, whatever the hell it is. I would do that in a second.
Well, the Red Sox remain 4.5 out when it comes to that final wild card spot, and we will see what happens tonight.
Greg, what did Kevin Millar say?
What?
Don't let us win today.
Why not us? What?
Don't let us win
we're
today.
We're idiots. Why not us? Don't let us win tonight. 7:10
first pitch.
Right
pre-game
here
with Coop at 6:10.
Okay, pregame 6:10 right here on WEEI and all across the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and, of course, on the Odyssey app. And listen to every single Red Sox game over the next 3 weeks. And should they make it to the postseason on the Odyssey app. Shime, let us get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
All right. Shime, interesting choice by you. How do you know sticks?
Well,
that's,
so I know
right
them
in my
from,
wheelhouse. That's in my 80s wheelhouse.
So I know them from their hit song, Sail Away.
Yes. Come Sail Away?
Yes, Come Sail Away. And I was looking for
Cartman's
a song
Cartman's version
today.
Is better, by the way, of Come Sail Away.
Okay, cool.
I want, the Cartman version of Come Sail Away as a rejoin this morning.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. So I was just looking for a version, or a song in particular, that would, be from Wiggy's point of view when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. You're fooling yourself if you ever believed in this team. And so that one was for my man, Jermaine Wiggins.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Excellent. All right, time for our leads. Shime, you go first this morning. Hello.
Hello, Greg. Yesterday, the Edmonton Oilers and Leon Draisaitl signed an 8-year contract extension worth $112 million. Mm. That's a $14 million AAV. So for any Bruins fans who were hoping and praying that they'd eventually get Leon Draisaitl, that was immediately nixed yesterday, and that's exactly why they spent all this money this past offseason on guys like Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov, because they knew that more likely than not, Leon Draisaitl was going to stay in Edmonton. They were never going to let him go because their entire team revolves around Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. And so what the Bruins are trying to do is they're trying to win. Their guys are starting to get healthy. Jeremy Swayman was on the ice for practice yesterday.
Very
so that's
encouraging.
Big news.
Encouraging to see him there.
Very much so. Yeah. Brad Marchand seems to be healthy. We may even hear from him today, and they said it. And it seems as though things are looking up for your Boston Bruins. I'm excited for the season. They're just, starting to get ready right now. And I believe they need to make a push this year, though. Like, you need to be in the East Finals and competing for a Stanley Cup.
Okay.
It can't be anything less than that
all
at
right.
this point.
Okay.
We've suffered too much. That's where you need to be.
Marchand, it appears, had 3 different off-season surgeries.
Oh,
so
man. He played the entire season last season with, like, an injured elbow.
Yeah. So he's ready to go. Like a tendon thing. Like
correct.
A serious
that he ended
thing.
Up getting surgery on.
So he's ready to go.
All right.
And they are ready to go.
All right.
And we can't wait till they get going. So, all right, Shime, thank you. Curtis,
you're
good morning.
Greg, quick show idea. At the end of each ratings period, should we release the injuries we were dealing with like the Bruins do?
Yes. Well, it's always the eye thing.
I have one today.
You do?
My left eye has been like nonstop.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, I also suffered through the vicious ear thing.
Yeah.
Oof, who could forget?
You were definitely ill.
That was this particular ratings period. I had the ear thing and the eye thing.
Right.
So, everything, by the way, in case you're wondering, everything below the waist works perfectly.
All right.
I don't want to speak for
modern medicine.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but we were not wondering.
Brag.
Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. So the big topic on the minds of NFL fans is how Tom Brady will be unable to do his job as the play-by-play voice, the lead voice of Fox, because he's no longer able to meet with the team pregame, attend their practices, or criticize officials. Let me ask you a question, Greg.
Yes.
Would you want to watch NFL Sunday with Tom Brady telling you what's going on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody you would rather hear, maybe absent Bill Belichick, that you would want to sit and watch the biggest game of the week, have to tell you what they're watching live as it unfolds?
No, nobody.
In what way will you be precluded? Will Tom Brady be unable to do that because he doesn't meet with John Harbaugh before the game.
It doesn't matter.
It does. And you know what? I think it's better to have distance from these organizations.
Yeah.
Because then you're not buddy-buddied up with them. And who cares if they're going to tell you a trick play's coming? Like, this whole reaction, it's just madness. Tom Brady's where he is because people are interested in what Tom Brady has to say about what he watches on a football field.
It all comes from the potential equity stake in the Raiders,
right?
Correct?
So he and tell me the last time Chris Collinsworth told you the NFL refs sucked. It doesn't happen.
Nobody likes Collinsworth. So was Brady not going? Because I saw this, but I didn't really.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dive too deep into it. Is he not going to be like there for Friday practices and things like that, that most of the color commentary?
Yeah, right.
He's not going to be able to meet with the players because he might get inside information. He's an owner now, or he's going to be an owner. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And these people that are so sad for the poor Greg Olsen, it's like, he'll be okay. he's the number two team on Fox. He's making a great living, and there are certain people that just show up and get a job. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are those people.
What game does Tom have this week?
The Browns and the Cowboys, 4:25 on Fox.
I have
a prediction. That game may do better in Boston than the Patriots opener at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you could be right.
Probably right.
You're right about
definitely.
That.
I think you are probably right about that. Let me ask you this. By midseason, who do you think will be better at their new job? Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Really?
He's already crushing it.
Yeah.
Like with Pat McAfee right now, I think every time he's on, he makes a headline.
And it's a little bit more easily scripted. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure McAfee tells Bill, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, whereas if you're doing a live game,
right.
You don't know what's going to happen.
And then it's like, all right, let's break down this play. Bill already knows what the play is. Brady is going to be under a giant, giant microscope, especially with this coming out where people – and this is the way people think. If he's not good, then they're going to be like, well, that's because he's not able to prepare and go to practices. Because you know what those guys do. It's like, oh, yeah, I was at practice on Thursday, and I exactly seen them running that play. He's going to be under a giant, giant microscope. So
you don't think that game here Sunday is going to do a big number, Curtis?
I think it will. I mean, I hope so. But
I hope it's Patriots football. I mean, I
a good number.
Huh?
It won't.
What?
Because
really?
Jacoby Brissett's a quarterback. Yeah, there's no interest. Mm. There's none.
But people are going to want to see him and see anything from him. I think week two is going to be a big fall off.
Shai might be right because you think
it's going to be all red zone, baby.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody's going to watch red zone.
People are going to be like, well, why are we going to watch? Why am I, as a Pats fan, am I going to dedicate just watching them? I'd rather go to red zone, Maybe I'm in a fantasy league. I know Courtney don't like those guys. Oh, maybe I'm betting on other games. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and watch the New
There's
England
like
Patriots
seven other games
Jacoby Brissett.
Well, if you don't want to watch the Patriots, watch Red Zone.
That's what most people are going
to
be
hey,
watching.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to play this quickly in honor of Shime's lead.
Yeah.
Obscure reference, Big Daddy, Sticks. Here's the cut.
And they taught me that Sticks was one of the greatest American rock bands. And they only called it bad rap because most critics are cynical ass.
Great well movie. Done, Curtis. All right, we'll get to Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.